what you're doing. You're really good at it.
I talk on many radio shows, and you are the best.
Be nice, America. Just have a great day.
We're going to recruit the best players in America. Like, that's our job, is to sign the absolute best players that we can. And we're not going to back down to anybody.
Sorry, you know, we have no filter.
You know I love you, man. I mean, you and I have a unique relationship.
Hello, Mark. Mr. Pope, 1996.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Hey, let's give it up right here. This is my guy. Yes. I'm so happy to see you.
Back to No Filter Radio with Alan Cutler. Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, and Google, Monday through Friday.
I'm just talking about from a player's perspective. You want to feel good rather than feeling bad.
Bounce to short, second one, another double play. He has tied the team lead. That's now five giddy-ups for Hayes. And he entered hitting 147. He's getting on base at a 200 rate. The numbers are what they are, man. You're 100 at bats into the year.
Two strikes, the slider, a prominent pitch, and there it is, swing and a miss.
A fastball that continues to be up. See ya.
And he strikes out Garcia. Struck him out.
When it's really on, like that.
Payoff. Struck him out.
Brunson gets inside, kicks. Ananobi floats it over to Shamet. Shamet, a three-pointer. It's good! Tie game with 44 seconds.
Back to a two-point lead. 26 seconds remaining.
Don't want to give up a three.
Brunson with Harden on him. Brunson on the drive. The floater, bank shot. It's good. Picks up Brunson. Brunson brilliant in that fourth quarter. Drives, gets past Harden, gets inside. The floater's up and good.
Good afternoon. I'm Alan Cutler. Honored and pleased to be with you. We're leading up to Reds baseball as the Reds try to make it two in a row. Get into last night's game in a second. But there hasn't been a lot of joy in my sports world personally with the Knicks because they sucked for decades. And the other day, a friend at the Y, he's from the Bronx. You think I have an accent? He opens his mouth and you know he's from the Bronx. And are you excited about the Knicks? I'm going, hey, it doesn't matter the Cleveland series because they're not going to beat San Antonio or OKC. So they're getting clobbered last night. And I keep it on. And so I was putzing around looking at the show, that kind of stuff. And then the TV's on. And then after two or three buckets by Brunson, I'm going, well, this is stupid. They can't come back. They can't come back. And they did, down 22 points. What was it, 44-11? They outscored him, something like that at the end. I mean, Barkley was right. Choke, choke, choke. That's what he said. Cleveland choked. And I got to tell you what, James Harden just got old right in front of our eyes. I mean, he's not very good. This is a first ballot automatic Hall of Famer. 1 of 8 from downtown, 6 turnovers. He looks slow. He can't guard Sean. Can't guard your Sean. It's unbelievable. And so one of the great comebacks of all time. And I'm watching. And even when the comeback's halfway done, I'm going, they can't do this. They can't do this. And then they outscored him in overtime 14-3. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So I got a lot of joy. By the way, hat tip to Jack Pilgrim. I wonder if Jack did this on purpose and I'm smiling. He put this up seconds before I go on the air, and I got to give him credit. I don't have this story. Nobody else does. Give him some love on KSR. This is interesting. Kentucky and Gonzaga have mutually agreed to discontinue the remainder of the 6-year series, so says Jack and KSR. And Gonzaga was supposed to be here in 2026. I find that interesting. Partly because few and Pope have a good relationship, but that doesn't mean you don't want to end stuff. Very interesting. And so I don't know if it's Kentucky. I don't know if it's the Zags. I don't know if it's Zags going into a much, 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 much tougher league that they want to soften their schedule. At this point, I don't know. But I'm a little surprised by that. So Gonzaga, Kentucky, and I like this series. I did. I like when Kentucky plays any high-quality opponent. It's pretty simple. I've always wanted them to play the toughest schedule you can possibly play. This is Kentucky. You don't need to play cupcakes. You don't. You don't. And then they get the talent to win big, to get to the Final Four and those kinds of things. All right, to the Reds. I find this very interesting with the Reds. So they beat Philly 4-1. And John Sadek does a good job on TV. And he is not going to be Marty Brenneman. He is not going to start ripping like crazy. He's just not. He won't survive. He doesn't have that credibility. But in that clip that we played to start the show, he just ripped the crap out of Hayes. He just did. And by the way, he deserves it. I mean, he's batting 142 for crying out loud. Somebody put up a stat the other day. Jimmy, this is good. Remember Eric Milton, the lefty pitcher for the Reds? And I liked him when they signed him, and he didn't pan out as good as I thought. Just being no filter of myself. Milton, the pitcher, was a better hitter for the Reds than Hayes. First of all, the second they made the trade, I said I didn't like it because the contract had that many years. Second of all, I said he stinks as a hitter. Third of all, I had no idea he'd be this bad. I mean, his on-base percentage is less than 20%. That's like impossible to be that bad. And you can't trade him. You can't give him away. You know, some trades you'll give a prospect away that's pretty damn good to get rid of his salary. Okay, who's going to get $30 million? Pick up $30 million bucks. You can't play him. It's just awful. But I can't believe how big of a rip job. Okay, to Burns, he's now 6-1, 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. I love this. I love the no walks more than the 9 strikeouts. Made a bad pitch, gave up a home run. His ERA is now 1.83. Now think about that. 1.83. Right now, are there 3 candidates you would think of for the Cy Young Award? Long way to go. Are there 4? Burns is one of them. Burns is one of them. Gives a 3-hit, strikes out 9. By the way, in his last 7 starts, and I wonder when the last time anybody has done this, 5-0 with a 1.27 ERA in 42 innings. He's given up only 25 hits. And how about this? 46 strikeouts. By the way, Sean's doing the show today, and it's funny watching him. He's got a baseball cap that's on his head while he's got the headsets. Takes a drink, and your headsets fell off. Man, you're clumsier than I am, dude.
I'm the epitome of grace.
I thought I was the epitome of grace. And the last little tidbit about the Reds. They went into yesterday with the worst record in baseball in the month of May. Unbelievable. 20-11 to start out. And now in the last 18 games, they're 5-13. Just an unbelievable drop. Unbelievable drop. Going to do some tidbits here. The Iowa State AD was complaining about the Big Ten and the Southeastern Conference not playing fair. What? 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 What is it? Iowa State doesn't know how to cheat? Everything in Iowa State is legitimate. Didn't have a football player that got in gambling trouble, if I remember last year. I don't know how another athletics director can literally pick on another school. First of all, you should shut the hell up. And I'm no filter, but you should shut up. And second of all, do you know if your own house is perfect? It's not a school that's perfect. And I'm not ripping them for that. I just can't believe you would say that kind of thing. To Jeff Goodman. Sean, I was going to send you a couple clips, and I decided not to. There was something you could get in without any trouble without F-bombs. I can say F-bombs, can't I, Sean? That's legal. Isn't that the clean way to do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. I've said it before, but I know you're so much stricter in your own way than Jimmy. You know, I fear your retribution.
That's fair.
You believe that, right?
Yeah.
When pigs fly?
You know, I built a studio. Okay,
so Goodman is, first of all, Jeff, I'm sorry. Not only disagree with you, this is ridiculous. I'm not a Wade fan at LSU. I'm not. I'm just not. I think he's a good coach. I think he's a great cheater. And now you can do things legally that he used to cheat. That's quite simply how it is. And if you think about it, after he got tossed out, goes to Nick State, it's not like he's got $1 million more than anybody else on that level. Maybe he did, but they had a really good basketball team. I actually said in his first year, they had a couple of guys who played for McNeese State that could have helped Kentucky. I'm sure you don't remember it, but they were athletic and they ran and they were a really good team on that level. So now he's at LSU. He shows up and he's got no players. He's buying players like crazy, like crazy. It's like every other day or something like that, he's getting more players. And so Jeff Goodman is throwing F-bombs at him like crazy because what are you doing? What are you doing? A couple of players, but we talked about Luis yesterday, a couple years ago, Big East Player of the Year. And he doesn't like that Luis signed with him. It's a pretty simple deal. Jeff, I like you. I respect you. Shut the hell up, Jeff. Seriously. Now, are you doing this because you're kissing ass to some of the coaches who trust you? Seriously, Jeff. Because guess what? I don't like it either, but here's what I always say. It's the rules. It's the rules. If you want to change stuff and stop Wade from doing this, change the rule. As long as you can do it, Jeff, shut up. Again, it doesn't matter what I like or don't like. How many coaches do what they can to stretch rules to succeed? Oh, so Wade is stretching it more? Change the rules. But I like Jeff a lot. And I'm like a lot of people who say, well, I don't like what this person said, so therefore I don't like him totally. He is probably the most powerful media person when it comes to basketball in the country. I respect what he's built. Enjoy his takes. We'll enjoy his takes probably tomorrow. But this is so disingenuous, it's crazy. Look, Jeff Goodman has more coaches, in my opinion, trusting him than anybody else going in the media today when it comes to college basketball. He's earned that over decades. And it's Field of 68 show. I mean, they must be making a ton of money because I can't believe all the traveling they do because traveling is expensive. So he just ripped Wade like crazy. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's bad for college basketball. It's the rule. Coaches do their best, almost all of them, to get away with what they can get away with. It's a pretty simple deal. It's a pretty simple deal. And that's what Wade is doing. And that's what he's always done. And guess what? Oh, thank you, Mark Story. He'll join us 1:15 on Thursday. Always appreciate Mark's time. I have never been so disappointed in Jeff Goodman. And by the way, you think he cares that I'm disappointed in him? No. Quick Reds note. I said yesterday, you know, with Suarez, there wasn't any talk as to exactly where his rehab would start. Well, now it's starting Wednesday in Louisville. And there's no question about it. Him being out of the lineup is hurt. And there's no question of the lineup. Let's say he can come back in 5 or 6 days. Okay? You're going to have to make a roster change. And the next time I see that Francona puts Burns in the leadoff spot with his 180 average, whatever the hell it is, I think I'm going to scream. I think it's going to scream. It's just unbelievable. You can't bat somebody who doesn't get on base and by either a walk or hitting leadoff as many times as he does with Burns. Benson. You just can't. You just can't. And he does it over and over and over. I get giving people a chance for numbers, and it's crazy. It's crazy. Brandon Ramsey said he'll join us next week. Thank you, Brandon, on text back. Can you hear that noise, by the way, on my phone?
Very faintly.
Okay. I should have turned it down. At this point, I can't the way I have my very intricate system set up. It's a simple system. Otherwise, it wouldn't work for me, right?
Yeah, I set it up to be very simple for you.
Well, you were smart that way. This is me. And there are times I've messed up the simple system, haven't I?
Indubitably so.
Yes, indubitably. Oh, that's very good. I'll tell you what else is very good. Quantrill. Check them out. The Subarus, Cadillacs, Volvos, the dealership, the people. Not one, not two, but three vehicles we've gotten from Quantrill in over a decade. That should speak volumes. And as they like to say, driving should feel personal, protected, centered, completely at ease the moment you pull onto the road. That's the Volvo difference. Thoughtful design, quiet confidence, and safety always working in the background so you can simply breathe and drive. Plus, the luxury of Volvo is often more within reach than expected. That's why Volvo deserves your first look. And our Volvo was much more within reach than I anticipated. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in our garage. It's a pretty simple deal. At Quattro Volvo, Brantley and Mark, they have built a dealership that is calm, respectful, and genuinely helpful. Right now, get 1.99% APR for 36 months on most 2026 models. See dealer for details. Visit QuattroVolvo.com today. Alan Cutler, 1300 AM, 92.5 FM.
The Alan Cutler Show on ESPN 92.5 and 1300 AM and on the ESPN Lexington app. Presented by Republic Bank.
Hi, this is Alan Cutler. Have a no-filter comment. Hit the text line, 859-381-1313, 859-381-1313. Driving should feel personal, protected, centered, completely at ease the moment you pull onto the road. That's the Volvo difference. Thoughtful design, quiet confidence, and safety always working in the background so you can simply breathe and drive. Plus, the luxury of Volvo is more within reach than expected. That's why Volvo deserves your first look. At Quattro Volvo, friends, Brantley and Mark, they have built a dealership that's calm, respectful, and genuinely helpful. Right now, get 1.99% APR for up to 60 months on most 2026 models. See dealer for details. Visit QuattroVolvo.com today.
Hey, I'm Dale Wise. I've just recently retired. I know that the electronics, if you don't keep up with it, it can get away from you and get real confusing. Republic Bank's app, I use their app, and it is so easy to use. I log in with my fingerprint, so it's super easy. I don't have to remember 50 million different passwords and all that stuff. And it lays it out just real nice.
That's Dale's story. Now let's get to work on yours. Republic Bank. Time to thrive. Member FDIC. Data rates may apply.
At Mashney Law, we don't represent crimes. We represent people. Hi, I'm Abe Mashney. From minor misdemeanors to major felonies, every client receives our full attention, unwavering compassion, and around-the-clock support. Call 859-484-8775 or visit kycriminaldefense.com. Mashney Law. Defending the innocent, seeking mercy, and fighting for justice.
Houchins Insurance Group is proud to partner with Auto Owners Insurance, a company that provides opportunity for independent agents to make insurance simple for their clients, offering risk management services that range from a renter's policy for your college student to home and auto coverage for your entire family. Houchins Insurance Group assures you that nobody works harder to keep you protected from life's uncertainties.
Reach out to AJ Boss or Zach Bennett at 859-263-2771 to see if Auto Owners Insurance makes sense for you.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Back to No Filter Radio with Alan Cutler. Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, and Google, Monday through Friday.
When love and discipline come together, you got great chemistry. One without the other is no good. You know, if you have a spoiled child and without discipline, you're not going to have a mature child someday. He's not going to grow up into a mature adult. So you've got to have love and discipline.
Now, there's two parts of that. Welcome back, Alan Cutler, 1300 AM, 92.5 FM. I laughed when I heard it. And by the way, do I believe Patino believes in this 100%? Yes. But use your imagination. When Patino got here and talking to all those guys for years, there was love. Love. They hated Patino. Love. Now, Patino loves those guys now, and they love him now. They did not feel love when he got here. No, 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 no. Jimmy, I started saying Jimmy Sean. I laughed out loud when I heard it. Can you imagine telling that to Richie Farmer, who wanted to quit? Can you imagine telling that to Sean Woods, who thought he was the whipping boy because he could take it? Can you imagine telling that to Feldhaus? Are you freaking kidding me? I think Patino is much better at it now, and I think that was in his mindset when he came here, and I do believe that. But he thought they were so bad, there was no time for love. I got to almost kill these kids to get them in shape, and which he did, by the way, which he did. He did a great job of it, and the kids did a great job. Kids, they're old men now like me. Not as old as me, but they're old men. And if somebody like Richie Farmer is listening now, he's probably talking to the radio, really? We didn't see that Patino when he showed up. Didn't see it at all. This just came across about Joe Burrow. I guess he's talking today. So he said, I want to play the game a long time, and it just can't be football all the time. So he's enjoying his offseason. This is interesting. He did not have the end of the season meeting with front office like he normally does because, quote, timing just didn't work out. I'm suspicious of that. You mean there wasn't a day? And let's say Burrow's going on all these vacations and stuff like that. He's got more money than Haley's got oats, right? And the Bengals couldn't adjust to a one-day meeting? I don't buy it. I really don't. He's usually pretty no filter. Yeah, you know, I'm going away for 10 weeks halfway across the world. Great. Or I'm going for 2 weeks. Great. When you come back, it's one of the few things I've ever heard that I just went, I don't buy it. Free agency. I would say we had a lot of communication during free agency. The last several seasons didn't go the way we wanted. A lot of blame go around, myself included. I really like that. See, that's the part that ticks me off what I said before that, because I think Burrow's pretty straight up. And he says that Cook has already set a standard in the locker room that is palpable. Guess what? That he's talking about maybe the locker room will be stronger. Okay? Interesting. Yeah. And if I'm a Bengal executive or owner or that kind of stuff, I like the fact that Burrow says, you know, this is part my fault. Now, what does that mean? He's done some recommendations that didn't work out. Because we're on the Bengals, let's do this. I want to play this. You got the wide receiver for the Bengals, Andre Yosevich. You have that. When he was drafted, I was so strong on the first show saying how much I liked him because, as I said at the time, 4'5", brilliant, right size, and had he played at an SEC school, he would have been drafted much higher. That's true of a lot of players, by the way. And it's taken him a couple of years to become he's a really nice wide receiver. Not a stud, but he's a really nice wide receiver. And he had a problem with the drops last year. And I almost never use the word hate. Okay, I hate this. I really hate this. This disgusts me to no end. You know, most people are great. And as you know, there are people that are jerks. And so you drop some passes and people are threatening your life. Listen, by the way, this guy's very straight up. Listen to what he says about some of the crap that he took on social media. Here it is.
I mean, I guess the cliche at this point would be focus on what you can control the controllables, and work on your own craft. Is that your approach?
Yeah, that's how I've usually always been. I felt like last year I was in my head a little bit.
Why do you think that was the case?
Just because, like, the situations were weird. I had, like, those drops in those games, and, like, people were telling me to kill myself and all that kind of stuff. So I never had that kind of stuff happen to me before, so it got in my head a little bit. You know, when your DMs are flooded with people telling you to kill yourself and stuff, so.
Are you serious? The people were in your DMs like that?
Yeah, so. You think it makes me angry, honestly.
What?
I think it made him angrier than he's saying. I'm angry when I heard that soundbite. I think that really sucks. Probably somebody who lost a bet. That's a guess. I don't care what it is. It's disgusting. And by the way, this is not a shot against Cincinnati fans. It's everywhere. There are great Kentucky fans, and there are some Kentucky fans who did some crappy stuff. I tell you what's not crappy. I'll tell you something that can really help you. Terry Page, not a very good, a great licensed massage therapist. Check her out. I talk about her all the time. She's a healer. She's helped me tremendously. Thursday and Friday in Lexington, Monday and Tuesday in Butler, 859-373-0578, 859-373-0578. And I'll see him today. No, tomorrow. Ramon, Blue Lotus Health, 859-533-0914, acupuncture. They now also provide a licensed massage therapist, acupuncture. Wonderful. Helped me tremendously. Blue Lotus Health. Close to downtown. Just off for sales road. 859-533-0914. You tell me to wrap. I thought we were going to 1230.
You're right. My fault.
Okay. I'm looking at the clock. I'm going, whoa, it's all good, Sean. Hey, with the mistakes I've made with technical stuff,
I blame Philadelphia. They confuse me with their start times.
I think you're entitled, pal. I think you're entitled. I just, you didn't see me look at you. You're looking another way. We do the Zoom thing. I'm looking at you like, are you nuts? I'm entitled to do that.
Yeah, sure.
I'm definitely entitled to do that. Thing about Jason Kidd. So you got a new GM, and he's really good, and he wants his own guy. And so he wants to put in his own guy. Jason Kidd, I thought, did a good job in Dallas. So you dump him. You got to pay him $40 million to get rid of him. I don't understand how teams can just whisk away $40 million. It tells me the amount of money in the NBA. I don't understand how you can't have a way to at least say, let's try it for 1 year. Different philosophies. Kid is not the boss. This, to me, is just stupid. It's just stupid. By the way, more stuff coming down on the conversation with Joe Burrow that he's talking to the media, I'm assuming. And I like this. I like this. Quote, I love where we're at right now. That's Burrow and what the Bengals have done in the offseason. I do too, by the way. I do too. Do you see where the Coach Taylor, by a very respective NFL podcast, deemed him one of the five worst coaches in the NFL? Interesting. Interesting. We got about 2 minutes, right, Sean? But let's get this correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Comment on UK baseball. They lost to Vandy. And I listened to the sound. I didn't send it to you, Sean, because it's a short show about, I don't blame Nick Mangione for doing this, but he's saying that all of our losses aren't equal. And I'm going, sorry, Nick, that's the biggest bunch of BS in the world. You either win or you lose, period. Period. You either win or you lose. And he was talking about it wasn't that many plays that they missed that they would have 18 wins in the conference, not 13. And they're on the bubble. And I'm not a baseball expert. Usually 13 gets you in. So maybe it'll be a battle. And I get it. What does he have to do? It's no different from an NCAA basketball team that's hanging on the bubble. You make your case as to why you think you need to be in. I get it. Nick's doing the right thing. But to say all our losses aren't equal, I don't give a crap. Seriously. And by the way, I like Nick. Like him a lot, actually. Like what he's built here. No question about it. And one of the things in the offseason, they were supposed to fix the bullpen. They did not. Okay? They got some work to do. I don't know if it's a money problem. I don't know if it's a valuation problem. I don't know if they thought that some of the kids that they brought in would be much better. I don't know. I don't know. Jeff Drummond, who's going to join us later this week, says, you know, they had errors and they lost focus in the Vandy game that they lost. And that bothers me. It bothers me not a little, bothers me a lot. Jeff Drummond, I trust a lot as a reporter. Really great dude. And if they've lost focus, when you're playing to get to the NCAA tournament, when you have your ace on the mound, that's pretty bad. You got to look in the mirror now. If Jeff Drummond says that they lost focus, I believe Jeff. It's a pretty simple deal. It is. And so that's bad. So like I said, this is bad. Even if UK gets in the NCAA tournament, and I hope they do, it's a bad year. If the UK program has been built the way Nick is building it, it should never be a discussion last weekend of the season. It shouldn't. This is a failed season. Now, if they go on, make the NCAA tournament, win 3-4 games, will I change my mind? Yes. At this point, it's a failed season. Just no filter. All right, now we're out, right, Sean?
Yeah, you got about 40 seconds to wrap it up.
We should have a clock or something like that, because my clock says 12:30.
Yeah,
12:30. And that's how it looks like.
You're a little past 12:30.
Okay. Okay.
30 seconds.
Marino, Jeff Goodman is saying he's 50-50 coming back or not. Jeff, why would you say anything? I have no idea if he's coming back or not. I just said what I picked up last week. I think he's less apt to come back than ever before, but that doesn't mean he won't. He comes back. I keep on saying this is a better roster than people think. Didn't say national championship, but a better roster. Reds baseball is next. 1300 AM, 92.5 FM.